When only the federal government can print money, all the states use the same type of currency, or the type of money used in a country. Another power of the federal government is to declare war, or to say that a war is beginning. Obviously, this power should exist only at the national level, because it doesn't make sense for one or two states to declare war against another country. War should happen only between countries. A third power of the federal government is to create an army, or the large group of people and organizations that fight to protect a country. States can have police that work within the state, but not armies that fight internationally or in other countries. Finally, the federal government can make treaties or official agreements between countries. For example, the United States is involved in NATO, spelled N-A-T-O, which stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organizations, at the national level. Individual states do not need to participate in NATO because the entire country participates in it at the federal level.